Hello, beloveds. I'm back for another week of the podcast, and we're finally done with the October Spookathon. And so now we'll be more of the content that you've grown used to. This week, I'm interviewing a friend from high school, Lisa Strasser-Lamour. And during this interview, we have a very interesting conversation about what I like to call kind of what's emerging out in the world right now. I think it's ever so super groovy that people can talk about being empathic or having intuition or having synchronicities happen in their lives without feeling like they're going to be judged by other people. I certainly, when I was growing up, didn't even have the language to talk about kind of how I experienced the world or understood the world. And I really love living during a time where there's more freedom and more acceptance around that. And Lisa and I talk a little bit about that. These feelings, these capacities we all have, they don't develop at the same times for each of us. You know, some people are early bloomers, some people are late bloomers, and some people it takes a whole lifetime before they understand kind of the way they perceive the world is a huge gift. And so I'd like you to keep that in mind for this week's episode with Lisa, because I think it's a really beautiful and powerful testimony to the capability that we all have, or the capabilities that we all might have if we choose to develop them. So now, another week and another episode of Bite-Sized Blessings.
And I was actually talking to my aunt about this the other day, because I was like, you know, was anybody on, this is my dad's side of the family, was anybody like intuitive? And she's like, well, your grandma wasn't. I'm like, really? I never would have thought that, you know, like this was a German Austrian woman, you know? And yeah, she told me a story about her, and I was like, okay, well, at least I know it's coming from somewhere, you know? So other stuff like that has happened to me. And I said to my aunt, I'm like, is this normal? Like, I don't know if this is normal. Do other people, like, she's like, well, I don't think that's like something everybody experiences. I'm like, okay, well. So I went to Sedona for a spiritual retreat in 2008. And I forget what the therapy was called, but I went there for this spiritual journey. This woman who I found on the internet, like, set up all these different things. She set up that. She did set up a massage, and she had her own, you know, things that she did with me. And I loved it, you know? And I came home from that, and literally, let's see, that was like in April. And July 3rd, I had this dream, and I woke up, and in the dream, I was pregnant, and I was pregnant with the child of a boyfriend I had from the late 90s. And when I woke up in the morning, I felt in love with him like I had been when he broke my heart in 1998 or whatever it was. And I thought, oh my God, I have to look him up. So I looked up where he was living just through like looking his name on the white pages. And I thought, okay, if he's single, he's going to be like on match.com or something. So I looked on match.com, didn't find him there. I found him on Yahoo Personals because I didn't want to call him if I didn't know he was single, you know? So I found him. And I knew if I found him and I called him, we were going to get married and have kids. So this is my husband. Yeah, I was his one that got away. But he's the one who broke my heart. He just wasn't ready. I got one more story for you. So after I got married, you know, I was 38 when we got married. And I was 39. I was 39. Yeah. And so we tried to have a baby right away and had some little issues. I had a little procedure and, you know, whatever. After the procedure, we used a fertility monitor just to help too, you know. So I knew I was good to go, but I was also sick. I was sick with bronchitis, and it was like Thanksgiving time. And this is a little TMI, but so we were at my in-laws' house, and I was laying in the bed after we got there because I had bronchitis and it just wasn't feeling great. But at the same time, I knew that we needed to, you know, boom, chicka, boom, boom, because I was ovulating. So basically, I was like in an alpha state, you know, when you're kind of like half asleep and half awake. I think that's the alpha state. And I was like having a conversation with my son's soul. And I was like, I'm ready for you to come. And I knew he was going to be a boy. And we knew we were going to name him Alex. And so I was like, I'm ready for you to come. And he was here 9 months later. And again, people think I'm like nutso when I say this story, but it's like, you know, I'm not.
You know, so many times on this podcast, we have these really huge, big stories, like when Pastor Debbie saw that image in the woods, that vision in the woods that allowed her to lead her group of friends out of the woods from being lost for multiple hours, or Pastor Carla and the story that that couple told her of being in that catastrophic car crash and the father seeing this massive giant figure basically save his son. I think it's so important and essential to understand that magical and miraculous occurrences can be a day-to-day thing and a daily thing, happening in the most beautiful ways, sometimes without us ever knowing it. And these stories of Lisa remind me of those kind of stories, those really powerful daily occurrences where we get a glimpse behind the veil or on the other side of the veil, and really can witness what is possible in this world. I'd like to thank Lisa for sharing her beautiful stories, especially about the dream where she kind of found out that she was supposed to contact her future husband, but also that alpha state that she talks about where she just knew her son's soul was really nearby and was kind of waiting for Lisa to say, hey, it's your time. I'm ready. I need to thank the creators of the music used in this episode. Koala Vert, Music L Files, and K. Jarton Abel. For complete attribution, please see the Bite Size Blessings website at bitesizeblessings.com. On the website, you'll find all sorts of groovy art, music, playlists, and books that I hope lighten and brighten your day. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Lisa. Be open to the possibility of knowing that there's more out there waiting for you. Lisa did a really incredible job of being open to whatever was going to come her way, to the messages she got, the dreams she was getting, and instead of shutting them down, she welcomed them. She actually opened her arms and welcomed them. And of course, I think as you've heard, that has made all the difference. I love that Robert Frost poem where he says, two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and being one traveler, long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. And then he talks about choosing one path, and that has made all the difference. Well, I'd like you to choose the path of being open to possibility, of becoming more empathic, of developing a stronger intuition, of being open to dreams that just might give you a hint as to which direction your life should go. So that's what I wish for you all. Be like Lisa. Be open to the messages you're getting, because those messages absolutely might change your life.